This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Eventually, I think everything in the entire world, media, entertainment, industrial goods, financial services, everything will be owned by one big, giant, worldwide conglomerate. I mean, if you play out the mergers and acquisitions game to its logical conclusion, that is kind of where it takes you, right? Today's Exhibit A is a report that the toy maker Hasbro is going to buy DreamWorks Animation. It would be the children's toy subdivision of the aforementioned big, giant, worldwide conglomerate, I suppose. Marketplace's Queen of Kim reports.
Once upon a time, toys were, well, just toys. You built stuff with Legos and played make-believe with Transformers. But that's all changed.
Look, it's not normal steel.
I don't think it's a truck at all. I think we just found a Transformer.
That's Mark Wahlberg in a preview for the latest Transformer movie. Hasbro makes Transformers and the Ouija board, which was also made into a movie. Chris Burns is a toy analyst at TTPM, and he says these days, popular toys are considered entertainment properties.
Now it's like, how do we think about this property in all the ways in which kids encounter entertainment? So that could be toys, that could be TV, that could be movies, that could be video games.
The shift reflects the way kids are buying toys. Sean McGowan is an analyst at Needham, and he says it used to be toys and cartoons were about it when it came to children's entertainment. But today?
Claims on kids' time and attention and money are growing. So you see them using their smart devices.
McGowan says featuring toys as movie stars has helped, but overall toy sales have remained flat for more than a decade. Paul Sweeney is an analyst at Bloomberg Intelligence, and he says also driving the trend, movie studios have grown bullish on featuring toys.
The studios are really looking for tried and true, already proven franchises, if you will, either stories or characters.
Sweeney says this deal would make sense on some levels, but he says the list of companies that have lost fortunes trying to make it in Hollywood is a long one. I'm Queen of Kim for Marketplace.